It's the Carney Show.
Hello?
Now, John Carney on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Sounds like she's playing her studio piano here. Unfortunately, we don't have a studio piano. Every self-respecting radio station have a studio piano for somebody like Stephanie Trick. Hi, Stephanie. How are you tonight?
Hi, Johnny. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. You finally made it to San Antonio, huh?
Yes, I did.
Was it a long trip because of the weather?
It was kind of a long day, yes.
Oh, boy. And then why are you there? You're going to a ragtime festival?
Yes, I am performing at the San Antonio Ragtime Festival. And we are five pianists are performing in the market square for the public tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then you've done this quite a bit. Then you go, you travel around a lot.
I am starting to travel around more and more nowadays. Yes.
You're from St. Louis, though. Well, originally from San Francisco, but when you were 2 years old, you don't remember that. You got here. Where did you? Would you grow up in Kirkwood?
I did. Yes.
And the family is still here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not musically inclined. How did you get into the music? How did this happen that you are now, at age 23, a very professional, very proficient, and pianist that is extraordinary? All the reviews and everybody say, you're really something special. How did it come about? Did you take lessons like when you were a little teeny tiny kid?
I did. Actually, that's an interesting story, Johnny. I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. and my grandparents were visiting from out of town. And my family and I were having dinner at a hotel here in St. Louis. And there was a pianist providing background music in the lobby. And I went up to her and was just fascinated. And my grandparents asked if she gave lessons. She did. And I started taking from her that year and took from her for about 13 years until I went to college. And that was Diane Pecorini.
Yeah, I'm a very well-known person here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very lucky. But now what kind of piano did she play standards, or was she playing ragtime and blues and boogie-woogie and all?
She brought me up on classical training, and then she does the music for the Broadway shows at the Fox
right.
Theater and the Rep, and then gave me some popular songs. And then since I grew up in St. Louis, she thought it was appropriate that I learn some ragtime. So when I was in high school, I entered into the Francis Scott Joplin ragtime competition, and that's kind of what got me started on the ragtime path.
And you're still on it, and that's good. So this is your special, even though I believe you are a student for many years of classical piano.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you don't play that anymore, do you?
Not at the moment, but I still love listening to classical music.
Sure. Do you read the sheet music? Do you listen to piano rolls? Do you listen to recordings? And do you try to emulate them? Do you try to come up with an exact sound that maybe someone like a wonderful pianist and wonderful guy, the late Ralph Sutton, or maybe a Fats Waller? We were just listening to a little Fats Waller music. Do you try to kind of, not necessarily copy their styles, but just try to create your own style based on what they have done in a recording?
You know, Johnny, that's exactly what I try to do. I love the sound of Fats Waller and James T. Johnson, pianists from the 30s, as well as the late, great Ralph Sutton.
Oh, yeah.
And then Dick Hyman is a wonderful pianist. So I listen to these pianists all day long and then try to embody their style and the spirit of their playing in my own.
So you were at the Principia Lower and Upper Schools here in St. Louis?
Yes.
Now, did you take music lessons at school?
I was in the band, and I played percussion in the Principia
first
band.
The percussionist. Well, in a way, you still play percussion with your left hand, I would imagine.
That's true, yes.
Right hand would be the melody in this, and then you have to, you're almost like a small orchestra unto yourself. And
that's
then
right,
you went on to University of Chicago, I know, and graduated last June. What degree from the U of Chicago?
I received a BA in music.
That makes a lot of sense then.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning to teach?
Maybe down the line, but right now I'm focusing on sharing this music through performing. And also I enjoy going to schools and giving educational programs about ragtime and stride and early jazz.
Right now, what do you mean by stride?
Stride developed from ragtime, and in the 1920s, it flourished and became very popular with pianists like James T. Johnson, Fats Waller, and Willie the Lion Smith. And it's an orchestral style of playing where the left hand creates the sound of a rhythm section, and then the right hand, like you said, takes care of all the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very popular even until the 1930s, and it's kind of the transition between ragtime and jazz.
Interesting. And not many people are playing that anymore.
Not really.
And not many females are playing it at all and ever were.
No.
So you're quite unique. Now, you, of course, have worked, I am assuming, or have talked to Traber Tischner.
Oh, yes. He's wonderful.
You ever listen to his piano rolls?
I have, and I love listening to his records.
Yeah, he's got a great collection of both of those things and great knowledge of that, and the Scott Joplin House being right here. But you're going to be somewhere else in St. Louis. We're going to talk about that. You're coming back from San Antonio after your triumphant appearance there to join us back musically in town. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes and also listen to a little more of your music from, let's see, you should have right now, I think, how many, 3 CDs?
Yes.
And you're going to do a couple more real soon.
I am, yes.
We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. All right, Stephanie. Stephanie Trick is right there. Well, right there in San Antonio. We'll be right back with her. Also, later on this hour, after we leave the piano behind. All right, here we go back to the music. Stephanie is with us. Stephanie Trick. Let's listen to a little bit of Stephanie's music here. Stephanie Trick is on the phone from San Antonio, being a ragtime festival tomorrow. She is a pianist extraordinaire. She's 23 years old. She is from St. Louis, and she'll be coming back next Tuesday at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Have you played the Sheldon prior to this?
No, I have not, Johnny, but I've been to many concerts there in the past, and it's a real thrill for me to be able to give my debut concert in St. Louis at the Sheldon Hall.
That is exciting. Your debut concert here, the Sheldon. Now, do they have a piano, or do you have to bring in your own piano?
They have a piano.
But I'm assuming it will all be tuned.
Oh, yes. It's a gorgeous Steinway.
Is that your favorite make of piano? If you had to be a spokesperson for a piano, would you like to be a spokesperson for Steinway & Sons?
Yes, I would.
Well, you never know. You might be. Now, do you work with an agent, or do you all do all of this booking and all this stuff yourself?
I do a lot of it myself, and my father helps me a lot with some of the logistical things.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. 7:30 Tuesday night. That's the concert. Now, anybody else in the bill with you?
No, it's a solo concert.
Oh, boy. Holland, now it starts at 7:30, and it's only $10 to get in. Sheldon Concert Hall, for those who are not in the know, is right there behind the Fox Theater, so to speak, or actually behind the Humboldt Building on Washington. It would be the Humboldt is on the corner, and the next building after the parking lot and the Fox is the Sheldon Concert Hall. It's a great place to go. The acoustics are as good as acoustics can possibly get in a theater, and have they sold a lot of the tickets in advance, or is it just who shows up that night?
You can buy them in advance on MetroTix, or you can buy them at the door.
All right, and $10, that's a great price. Because if you're using a parking meter now, you got to be sure, Stephanie, there they only allow you 90 minutes to park at a parking meter. But you'll probably have the star spot right next to the stage door, I would imagine. Now, if you had to pick a song, one song, I know this is hard. Maybe it's impossible. To select one song that you would say, okay, this is the song I like better than any other song that I have heard, that I have played in the field that you're most interested in. Do you have one that stands out above the others that you would want to include in every concert you can and so on?
Oh, gosh, that's such a hard question,
yeah,
Johnny.
It is. Maybe it's too hard.
What I like to say is my favorite piece is the next one I learn, because I only learn pieces that I love, and I'm always looking for new pieces, and my list of pieces that I want to learn is so long right now, but I love the music of Fats Waller, so really anything by Fats Waller is going to be high on my list.
Yeah. Now, when you're doing a concert or when you're playing, do you use the sheet music at all, or do you kind of put that away as soon as you learn the song?
Actually, I have started learning this type of music by listening to recordings in the last couple of years. And that helps me get the style and the feel in my fingers and in my heart better than just reading it from sheet music.
I got you.
So that's how I learn this music.
So you're listening to the authentic creation and you're recreating that. Now, what about exercises? I mean, when you're playing this kind of piano, the stride piano and some of this, we haven't played any of the really fast stuff. I mean, it's really fast. Do you have to do exercises? Like
I think just playing this music is enough exercise.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It just seemed like it would be very... Are you tired after you've performed for an hour or so? Are your hands just worn out?
If you do it correctly, you really have to be relaxed and just very loose when you play this. Because if you think about it, Fats Waller was the most relaxed man in the studio. So he probably never got tired. And the stride pianist of yore played from 9 in the evening to 7 in the morning every night for rent parties and dance clubs, so they didn't get tired playing it.
Yeah, right. All right, it makes a lot of sense. Well, I hope a lot of people come to see you Tuesday. And if they want to find out more, and I guess you can get your CDs online at your website?
Yes, stephanietrick.com.
Stephanie Trick, just like it sounds, Stephanie, T-R-I-C-K. StephanieTrick.com. So we'll play as we fade off into the night, A Handful of Keys by, who is that by?
Fats Waller.
That's her favorite. All right, there it is. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good time in San Antonio. We'll look for you Tuesday night.
Thank you so much, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kind of a scary song there. That's Fats Waller's Handful of Keys. Nice to have her here. You know, I should have asked her, and I didn't think about it, if she's ever going to perform with one of the groups like the St. Louis Ragtimers. She may be doing that sometime. I'm sure we will definitely, I know we're going to hear more from Stephanie Trick sometime into the future. On KMOX, KMOX.com.